left off yesterday with a basic yisod that an aval is not only potter from doing mitzvahs, but according to most of the rishonim, we seem to accept the halacha that an aval is also doing mitzvahs. However, we pointed out that which we say that an aval is also doing mitzvahs, that doesn't mean he's allowed to violate averus. That's a dumb posh. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat treif. Sometimes there's a little bit of a gray area. Where do you draw the line between lavim, which are b'shem v'tase, or as I say, which are b'kumba say? But everybody agrees that to actively have the onen violate an issa, that kliyam l'plingi is a problem. Because of this distinction that the post can have, at least also a little bit of ambiguity in terms of certain mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs which are a little bit of a tough call, whether they're basically mitzvahs or they're basically aveiros. So one of the examples that's given in Pischachuva quotes from the Acharonim concerning the Tilas Yadayim is an onin supposed to wash, or onin wants to eat bread, so is an onin b'chuv to wash or not. So the Tilas Yadayim is a funny type of a mitzvah, because on the one hand it's a mitzvah same with the Rabbanan to wash the Tilas Yadayim and make a bracha on it. On the other hand, there's also an isser. There's an isser to eat bread without the Tilas Yadayim. So what is it? Is it fundamentally a mitzvah? Is it fundamentally an isser? If it's fundamentally a mitzvah, then the chamul misak and mitaras asay. So then one could argue that since an onan is potter from the asay and the Tilas Yadayim, a male, the isser doesn't exist because the isser is noivea. The isser stems from the asay. But if you hold that it works the other way around, that fundamentally, first there was an isser derabanan, not allowed to eat bread with Yadayim tomatoes. And the male, once the chamul made the isser derabanan, then the male, you have to do the mitzvah asay of washing until. So it's always a question of where you start from. Everyone agrees there's an asay and a losa say involved in Tilas Yadayim. But if you start from the vantage point of an asay, then an onion is going to be pot, and it's mutter for him to eat without washing. Whereas if you start from the vantage point of an isar, so then it's going to be a problem. So the Pischachuva quotes that an onion is really supposed to wash, that he can't make a bracha. The Manushah, he can't make a bracha because of the making of a bracha, that's a mitzvah asay midrabana to make brachas, to make brachas and mitzvahs. So to make a bracha on Tilas Yadayim of Adah, the onion doesn't do, whereas in terms of permitting him to eat without washing, so that's why I think we generally assume halacha that we tell an onen to wash the Tilas Yadayim, but he should not recite a bracha. The Chachamim point out that this shaila is relevant also in terms of something which we assume for sure is true, that an onen does not make brachas anen. And Rashi writes befeirish that an onen doesn't make brachas hamotzi. So we pass that way in Shulchan Aruch, an onen doesn't make brachas anen. So this is also a little bit of a question, because we know that brachas anen also has two parts to it. If there's a mitzvah sasei midrabanan to make brachas before you eat, then there's a nissa that the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas has, that also the other lahanas min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. So lachor, it's also the same chakir you could raise. What's the nature of the din? You're not allowed to eat an apple without making a bracha. It's pshat that it started out, there was a tekanas hacham to make brachas, and once the chamo misaka and you have to make a boy parades, so the male it's tacha also the other mahanas min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. But it's fundamentally an asay. What do you say? No, that it really starts the other way around. The Chazal first figured out that, yeah, taki, you're not really supposed to eat without making a bracha. Also, the other mahanas made all the mazabar brachas. I'm a male of the chabu of misachin uchas brachas. So that's also a potential hakira in terms of uchas brachas. So, l'chora, you see from the fact that we pass in the halacha that it only does not make birchas and mitzvahs, that in terms, at least, it does not make birchas and nanin. So in terms of birchas and nanin, it really starts b'taras asay, because if it would have started b'taras iser, then the chern only would have been required to make a bracha, not alts the asay, alts the lav. That's the pashas that we assume la halacha, that basically birchas and nanin is an asay. And once it starts out as an asay, so in the middle it's also to eat without a bracha. But kozma the yapata from the asay, like the yonin, so in the middle the iser doesn't apply. This is, we're not learning brachas right now, but this is probably related to a machlekes Rishonim in terms of Bechas Brachas. The Tosfos and Brachas quotes, and Daf Yud Aleph quotes the Shita of the Ri, that the Ri held that the klal of Sofik Brachas Lahakel doesn't apply to Brachas Hanen, and it only applies to Brachas HaMitzvahs. If you have an apple in front of you and you can't remember, did you make a bracha not? So we all know, so you don't make a bracha, you're allowed to eat the apple. So the Ri said, no, you're not allowed to eat the apple. Why? Because it's not a Sofik Brachas, it's a Sofik Isser of Asan Liyadam Mahanas Menon Azeba below Bracha. So that was a Chiddush of the Ri. So the Ri seemed to be understanding that there's an Isser Bifne Atzmoy being Nanam in the Olam Azeba below Bracha, and you have to pass it up to Shail in terms of a Chazisurin. So since the Sofik Isser goes Lachumra, so we're mainly in the Chiv to make the Bracha. We don't accept the real Allah, we accept the other Rishon, the other days in Taish that say that no, that it starts out as a Sofik Brachas, as a Mitzvah Sasei Midrabanan making a Bracha. So if you're passing up that you're not Mechiv to make the Bracha, either because you're passing up because of Sofik Brachas Lachel, or because you're passing up that you're an Einin and an Einin is Pater from Mitzvah, so mainly the Isser doesn't apply. So the way we assume that Allah in Uchaz Bracha seems to fit in nicely with this whole idea, this whole theme that sometimes you have these mitzvahs which have dual aspect to them, that they're mitzvahs and lavim, and you have to just always ask yourself what's gerim what. So when it comes to the Tilas Yadayim, so we're chayshish that maybe it starts out as an issa. When it comes to chas birchas and nanim, we assume that it basically starts out in asay. That's where this distinction exists, that an onion does not make birchas and nanim, but an onion does wash the Tilas Yadayim.
So the
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, even though the Gemara in Brachas doesn't exactly sound that way, the Gemara in Brachas sounds like that's the reason why they instituted Brachas, but that's what Pashas have to say. Right. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim which really starts out in terms of Brachas Aninas and branches out to a global question concerning mitzvahs and tashlumin in general. And that's the issue that the Rosh speaks about. The Rosh, at the beginning of the third branch of Brachas, quotes a famous Maisa Shahaya, that one of the Rishonim, Rabbein Yehuda, we'll call him a little bit of a question exactly it was, so Rabbein Yehuda was an Einein on Motzei Shabbos. The particular case was that the person passed away on Shabbos, and so we're going to get to Anidas on Shabbos and Yom Tov a little bit down the line, hopefully today down the line. So one Shabbos was over, so then for sure Anidas sets in. So he was an Einein, so he was an Einein on Motzei Shabbos, so he didn't have a Meir of Kayadua, and he didn't make Avdallah either. So, but he wanted to eat supper, he was hungry. So he sat down to eat supper, says, Talmidim Master Ben Yehuda, Hayitachin, how are you allowed to eat supper? We know the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that it's Asur, Litoim Kadim Avdallah. So he explained to them the same word, in effect, that we're saying that the mitzvah of Avdallah starts out as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, the Machlekes is the Rabban, and the other Rishonim, there's a mitzvah, the Rais, a mitzvah, the Rabban, but the Maaseh is a mitzvah, make Avdallah, Motzei Shabbos. Once you become a chuyv in the mitzvah of Avdallah, so mainly you have an issa to eat Kadim Avdallah, but if you're not mechuyv in Avdallah, so mainly the issa doesn't apply. So that's what, Rabbi Yehuda explained to Talmidim, that since he was potter alts oinein, he wasn't allowed to make Avdallah, so memela the Yisra Achila didn't apply to him. Good, so that part of the Shalah wasn't so bad. That we understand. So now the question was as follows. Came the next morning when they had the Levaya, so now the Kavura was over, so the question was, what does he do now? Is he mechir to make Avdallah now on Sunday morning? So came Rabbi Yehuda and said no, that he held that he was potter. Why was he potter? I wasn't anymore. We know the Gemara says Mitzachim that there's not Avdallah, but the Avid is until the end of Tuesday. So why wasn't he mechuyev to make Avdallah then and there on Sunday afternoon? So Rabbeinu, you explained the following lamdas. The Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga that there was a machlekes in the Gemara about the mitzvah of Chagiga. There's a mitzvah to be Eidel Regel, there's a mitzvah to bring Karbonos when you're Eidel Regel. So the Gemara says as follows, that the Ikra Din is you're really supposed to come to the base of Mikdash and bring your Karbonos for Chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Let's say for whatever reason you can't make it on the first day of Yontif, then the Gemara says you can bring it any time during Yontif as well. So the Gemara raises the Shiloh. What's the nature of that Din? That on the one hand, you're supposed to do it on the first day of Yontif, but the average, you can bring it the rest of the Yontif as well. Is pshat that the Iker's Man Chagig is really the first day, and the rest is only B'teres Tashlumin? Or is pshat, no, that the mitzvah is the whole week, that's it. The Chachivah's reason for giving the mitzvah is you're supposed to do it on the first day, but in terms of the Iker's Man Achiyub, is really the entire week. There's no difference between the first day and the subsequent days. That's the Shah of the Gemara. It's Man Nafkamina. Everybody agrees, if you didn't bring the first day, you do bring it the rest of the days. The Gemara says, no, the difference is Chigir b'yom Rishon v'nispashe b'yom Yesheni. The din is that a person who can't walk is potter to do Aliyah L'Rego, because it says Shalosh V'Golem Tachach L'Bashana. So if he can't walk, you're a Chigir. Person's crippled, so he's not Mechuyev to come to the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say he had a broken leg. So on the first day, he had a broken leg, so he was potter from Aliyah L'Rego. Then comes third day, Chalamay, the doctor takes the cast off, and now here he goes, he's able to walk. So what's the din? Is he Mechuyev to come to the Beis HaMikdash? Means Kabbanus or not? So the Gemara says, depends. If you hold that the Ikar Chiyav is really the first day and everything else is B'taras Tashlumin, so then we have a klal, Huchas Tashlumin. There's only Tashlumin for someone who is Chayv in Ikar Mitzvah. If you weren't Chayv in Ikar Mitzvah, some of them are not trying to speak about Tashlumin. But if you hold that that's not the Lomnus, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that it's a whole Chiyav. The whole week is considered to be a Chiyav B'fnei Atzmai. So just because you were Potter from the first two days of the Chiyav doesn't mean you're Potter from the duration of the Chiyav. That's what the Gemara says. That's the klal that appears in the Maseches Chagiga, that this Yisoid, whenever there's an Ika's Man Achiyav and the rest of his man is B'taras Tashlumin, so then if you were potter at the beginnings, then you're potter for duration. Masha Enkin, if the nature of the mitzvah is that it's one long Chiyav, then if you become Chayav in the middle, so be it, then you mechuyav. The Gemara is the same you said in the beginning of the ninth parak of Pesachim also, Lagabi Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is the same Machlekes HaTanoim, basically. What's Pshat in the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Is Pshat that every Jew is chayv in Pesach Rishon. That's the Ikar Chiyav. And then there's a din that if you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon, so then you bring Pesach Sheni. Is that the pshat? It's B'taras Tashlumin. Or is pshat? No. That every person is b'chuyv to bring a carbon Pesach. It could be either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So obviously, Lechem Chiyav is supposed to bring Pesach Rishon, but Pesach Sheni is not really B'taras Tashlumin for Pesach Rishon. It's a Chiyav in and of itself. So the Gemara says, Nafka Mina like this, let's say a person converts between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Is he b'chuyv to bring Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says the same lumdus. because if you hold that Pesach Sheni is a tashlum for Pesach Rishon, so then if you were potter from the Ikra Chiyav, you weren't even Jewish, so then Avadah is no Chiyav of Pesach Sheni. Mashenken, if you hold that it's a Chiyav b'fnei atzma, it's not b'teres tashlumin, so just because you were potter from the first half of the Chiyav doesn't mean you're going to be potter from the second half. So this is a theme that appears in these both of these sugyas in Pesachim and Chagiga, that whenever you have a mitzvah that's an Ikra, the Ikra Chiyav is one day, so then if you're potter from the Ikra Chiyav, then you're potter from the tashlumin as well. So comes Rabbeinu Yehuda and explained this whole razzle-dazzle lumdus to his Talmidim. The din is that it was also with Talmud Torah. I don't think he gave all the lumdus. He probably explained this year after the Shiva was over. So the lumdus of Rabbeinu Yehuda was like this, that he held that the Ikar Mitzvah of Havdalah is Vilei Matzoi Shabbos. That which the Gemara says in Pesachim, that you're allowed to say Havdalah for until Tuesday, that's Betoras Tashlumin. So he applied the Gemara in Chagig and the Gemara in Pesachim, that once you're part of the Ikar Chiyah, because you're an Einein, so even though Sunday morning comes, that's after the Kavura, and in theory you could become possible to say Havdalah, Rabbeinu Yehuda held, no, not Mechir to make Havdalah, because the Havdalah on Sunday is only B'taris Tashlumin. So the Rosh quotes the continuation of the story was that the Maharam, the Maharami Wittenberg, thought that Lomdus was wrong. He thought that the nature of the Chiyuv Havdalah until Tuesday is not B'taris Tashlumin. He thought that it was a Chiyuv, one Chiyuv, it's one big Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is, come Shabbos is over, you're Mechiyuv to make Havdalah. There's not Havdalah until Tuesday. The Chiyuv, you should say it as early as possible. But the Yavid, you could say it the duration of the week until Tuesday. So therefore, the Maharam held that if a person becomes Mechiyuv in Havdalah on Sunday afternoon, so be it. Then he's Mechiyuv to make Havdalah back at that point. And the Rosh defends Rabbeinu Yehuda. He had all the Rishonim were fighting it out. How do we pass the halacha? So we assume in Shulchan Aruch, like the Maharam, we assume that it's just because you're a potter on Motzei Shabbos does not mean that you're potter on Sunday. So we pass the halacha that the Einin on Sunday afternoon should in fact be said Avdallah. We have this also, it's monogair for us, we have this on Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av falls out on either on Shabbos, it is Nitchan on Sunday, or if it falls out on Sunday, so there's a big machlokes in Rishonim, what do you do with Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos? It's Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av, what do you do? So some Rishonim said, you make Havdalah and give the wine to a kid to drink. Another Rishonim said, that's Be'er Chinuch. They're going to end up drinking, think you're allowed to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. That's a shayla. So some Rishonim said, you potter, finish this. You can't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, so it's over, finished. And other Rishonim say, no, you can make it on Sunday night. And that's that minute. We assume that you make it on Sunday night, even though you couldn't make it on Motzei Shabbos, even though Motzei Shabbos was Tisha B'Av and you were technically potter for making Havdalah, Afal Pichain, we assume that Allah in effect like this Maharam, the same way we pass like the Maharam and Hilchos Haninus, we pass like the Maharam Svar and Hilchos Tisha B'Av also, that you do make the Havdalah Motzei on Sunday night, on Motzei Tisha B'Av, notwithstanding the fact that you were not able to make it at the correct time. Because we assume that it's not really B'taris Tashlumin.
But in that case, you can make Havdalah.
Do what? Yeah, no, I'm talking about right. The Chiyuv Havdalah ala Kais, which is also a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo, right. No, that you weren't shaykh to make it on Motzei Shabbos, and Afal Pichain, we assume you have to make it until Sunday. This idea, whether it's correct in terms of Havdalah, that was the machlokes that we showed him, whether you plug in this spar in terms of Havdalah, but the idea is for sure correct. This idea is definitely correct in Halacha, that whenever you have somebody who's potter from the Ikra Chiyuv, so then there's not going to be even a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. So the Rishonim write that this is going to be relevant in terms of Hilchos Haninus, also in terms of Tefillah. We know that one of the mitzvahs, of course, that an Einin doesn't do is davening. So normally the Gemara tells the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas as the principle of Tashlumin. Let's say a person forgot to daven and overslept, whatever, some kind of an Einus happened that he didn't daven, and there's a din of Tashlumin, the next Tefillah. So what's the din in this scenario? Let's say the Einin on Motzei Shabbos. If the guy was an Einin on Motzei Shabbos and he didn't daven Meir, like he's not supposed to daven Meir. Let's say the Levi is Sunday morning early, at 7 o'clock in the morning they have the Kavura. So by 8 o'clock already, he's for sure Mechiv Dav Chachris, that everybody agrees to. Question is he Mechiv Tav Tashlumin for last night's Ma'ariv or not? So here at the Dava Parshan, all the Rishonim say that in effect Rabbi Yehuda is right. That's where the Rabbi Yehuda said by Havdalah, which the Maharam questioned, but by Tefillah, everybody agrees that the Rabbi Yehuda is correct. That the din is that he's not mechuyev to be mashlim. Not as he's not mechuyev, he's not supposed to be mashlim, since he was potter b'shas ikra chiyev. The only time there's din of tashlumin for tefillah, that's the guy who was supposed to daven and overslept. The guy who was potter legamrei, so there's not going to be a din of tashlumin at all. The only thing is, and the Yehuda points out, you have to be careful before invoking this psach. Sometimes you have the following shayla. Let's say it's 7 o'clock in the morning. The guy gets up. And he's getting dressed, getting ready to go to shul. He doesn't know that somebody died. And then all of a sudden he gets a phone call on his way to shul that his relative died. So now he doesn't have a shachris. Obviously, he doesn't put on tefillin out, doesn't say kriyish, but nothing. Fine. So he's putter from davening. And they get the levaya done fairly quickly that afternoon. Let's say it's in June, so it's a long, long, long day. So fine. So they finish the levaya by 5 o'clock. So now 5 o'clock, he's technically chayef to daven mincha. So the question is there tashlumin for shachris or not? So says the Nei Behuda, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. The Shulchan Aruch who said that there's no tashlumin, that was the Rishonim said there's no tashlumin for tefillah. That meant the guy was putter legamre from the entire amount of tefillah, like in the case of the Ri, that he was already, the relative died already on Shabbos. So comes the second Matzah Shabbos, comes, he's an Oinein, and he's an Oinein for the duration of this Zman Tefillah. So since you would never Mechuyiv in Ma'irev, so Mamela does not Tashlumin. This is not the same thing, says an Ebuda. Here, you were Mechuyiv in Shacharis. You were Mechuyiv in Shacharis at 7 o'clock in the morning. The fact that you didn't get around to davening Shacharis until 7:30, and then you got the news that Nebuch that you're an Oinein, so, but you were Mechuyiv Medover. You were Mechuyiv Medover, never got around to doing his Chiyiv. So that's like the guy who overslept. So since there was a chayves tefillah that was chal on you on Sunday morning, so a minute that chayv is going to carry over until the afternoon. So, in a chenami, if you're able to get in the kfura Sunday afternoon, then you mechuyev Sunday afternoon to daven tashlum v'shachris. If the kfura doesn't get in until the next morning, so then we know there's only tashlum from one tefillah to the next. So then Sunday shachris is gone. It's mevus leichol is gone, and Sunday's mincha you attack a potter from because you were an onan the entire period of that time. So maybe it just says before you invoke the p'tur of aninus and luchos tefillah to exempt you from a tashlum, you just have to make sure that you attack a potter for the whole time. No, the Chiyuv Shachris is not pshat that it's chal at Vasikin and then the rest is Tashlum. And everyone agrees that the Chiyuv Shachris is chal for the whole 4 hours or whatever the self's mount field is. Right? So that's for sure going to be true. Right?
Anus is chal when the person hears, not when there's actual death?
Well, if the person's around the time of the death, he's not an Oinin before he knows that he's an Oinin. Right, right.
So they call it his own now.
Right. So this idea is also true, the post can say, when it comes to other parts of the tefillah, let's say concerning Birchas HaShachar, this is the Shaila. Let's say a person is an Oinein, let's say at night. He finds out that somebody died at night, and Levi is not going to be until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he's not going to daven Shachar, he's not going to say Kriyishma. He's going to come 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so now he's going to daven Mincha. So the question is, what about all the brachas from before? And all the brachas that he didn't say under normal circumstances in the morning, what should he do now? So Birchas HaTorah, for sure he has to say. I mean, in Ovel does say Birchas HaTorah, even though he doesn't learn regular things, but he can learn certain things. So it's Birchas HaTorah, he's going to be Mechuyev. What about in terms of Birchas HaShachar? So you can raise the same shaila in terms of Birchas HaShachar. It's really a twofold question. Number one, is it still Zman to say Birchas HaShachar? Forget about the case for the Oinein. What about a regular guy? A guy who wakes up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and didn't say Birchas HaShachar yet. Can you still say Birchas HaShachar if it's not Shachar, if it's in the afternoon? So we assume the halacha that yes, there's a famous Pesach of the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon held that you can say Birchas HaShachar not only during the day, you can even say it into the next night because the Gra used to not wear any shoes at all on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We'll talk about that when we get to Nilsa Sandal and Avelos. We'll talk about the Shittas HaGra. So he held Yomamish wear nothing, so he couldn't make the bracha of Bracha Shal Asli Kotarki, because the Bracha Shal Asli Kotarki was instituted connecting to wearing shoes, and the Gra's minig was he would only make the Birchas HaShachar like the Rambam when the event actually occurred. And his man is that we rattle off 15 brachas, so the Rambam says those are all brachas of Atal. According to the Rambam, you only make the bracha Nosan Sech Mevina when you hear the rooster and Mabish Harum when you're getting dressed, but when you open your eyes, that's the shit that's around them. So we happen not to pass like that. But the Gra used to follow that. He would only make the brachas Mamish Bishas Maisa, so when he got the Shasli Kotzarki and Yom Kippur and Tishrof, he couldn't make it. So when did he make this bracha? So it says in Maisa Rav that he would make the bracha at night after Yom Kippur was over, after Tishrof was over, he would make the bracha of Shasli Kotzarki. It's a Birchas HaShachar. So the Gra said, that doesn't really mean it. That's what they write at the top of the Siddur, Birchas HaShachar. But it's not really Birchas HaShachar. It's the Birchas HaYom, and the Birchas HaYom goes into the Laila also until Chatzai. So once it's ready Chatzai to the next day, so that's already the earliest time you can already start to say Birchas HaShachar tomorrow. So it's hard to believe you could say yesterday's Birchas HaShachar. So the Gra held that obviously it's not a good idea to wait until the night, but sometimes if you're stuck, so the Gra held that you're allowed to make the bracha even until the night. Remember one time I did that. remember it was a Friday. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I forgot to say Birchas HaShachar that day. Probably had come late to shul, and I kind of tried to catch up, and I forgot to say Birchas HaShachar after davening. So I think it was Friday night, and I was a bacher still living in Riverdale. So Rabbi Willig, between Kabbal Shabbos and Ma'ariv, was giving a shiur or something. He probably was giving a shiur or something about Birchas HaShachar. And then by golly, it dawned on me, I forgot to say Birchas HaShachar that morning. So I asked him, I remember coming after Ma'ariv, I said, I'm a little embarrassed to ask, but what should I do now? So he quoted me the Ma'aseh Rav from the Gra. So he said, yeah, that's what the post can say. After a line that, you can still say Birchas HaShachar. So I remember that was the only time in my life I remember saying Birchas HaShachar at night. Anyway, so the din is like this. So the din is that we assume Allah, you could really say Birchas HaShachar the duration of the day and even into the night. But the question is that also B'taras Tashlumin. Maybe the Ika's man Birchas HaShachar is really only in the morning and the rest is just kind of Tashlumin. If that would be true, then if the person was an Oinim for the whole morning, so then he would really be Potter from saying Birchas HaShachar afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes 2 days about this. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the correct thing to do is really not to say Birchas HaShachar. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Ikra Din is that the Ika's man Birchas HaShachar perhaps is only until Sof Dalet Shos, which is Tefillah Shacharis, and anything past that point is really B'taras Tashlumin. So for the regular guy who forgot, so that you can still say Birchas HaShachar, but for the Einin, who is the Onin for the whole first 4 hours of the day, so just as there's no Tashlumin for Tefillah Shacharis itself, so too there's not going to be any Tashlumin for the Birchas HaShachar. The only exception, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Magen Avraham, is the three brachas of Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Av, Shalos Ani Isha. That's not really Shachar oriented. Everything else is Pakei Chivrim in the morning, Abba Shurumi, most people get dressed in the morning, except in some institutions on 185th Street, and most normal people do everything in the morning hours. So the Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Av, Shalos Ani Isha, those are all day. You're not a Goy, you're not a Nevi, you're not an Isha the entire day. So the Magen Avraham writes that Pshara, that those three brachas you can make in the afternoon, but even in the case of an Einein. But in terms of the Birchas HaShachar, so even though maybe we know like the Groz, Maiserav, that you can make those brachas in the afternoon, that's only if you're a mechuy bedavar, at least in the morning. So this idea of Ikar Zman versus Tashlumin is really something important, that whenever you pass in any shilas in terms of Vilchas Anidos, so you have to first learn all of Arachayim, you have to first figure out what the Din of Birchas HaShachar and Tefillah and Havdalah before you're able to pass in each of these cases correctly.
So it's just
because the Torah Pashas you do make, and Shalos Ani Goy of an Anisha you also make. A low kind of Asher Yotzi can make. I'll say the post we have another shot. The person who went to the bathroom who was in Oinin, and then they finished the Kavura. So does he make an Asher Yotzi then? It's also a Shaila. They told me, Brechas HaMazon, say the guy ate lunch right before the Kavura. Usually it's not going to be like that. Usually he ate breakfast 9 o'clock in the morning, then the Kavura is over at 2, so it's ready over his man. But the Prima Gan talks about that Shaila also. What's it then in all these cases where you did the Maisa, which is Machayev you, when you were in Oinin, and afterwards you become no longer an Oinin. So maybe you have to make those brachas then. So we've been focusing a lot on the Surah Aninus in terms of mitzvah. So you would walk away from here with the impression that that's the only thing that an Oyin is not allowed to do. So that's not exactly what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that an Oyin is not allowed to do a lot of other things also. He's Eino Ochel Basa V'Eino Shasa Yayin. So there's not that much to talk about that, so we won't talk too much. But the Braisa spells out a few other things that an Oyin is not supposed to do. The Braisa says that Eino Meisev Eichel, that he's not supposed to, Kulana Mesubin, not supposed to be Meisev Eichel. So the question is, what does that mean in a Meisev Eichel? So Rashi writes in the beginning of the parak, that Eino Meisev Derech Hashivas, like the Lashon Kulana Mesubin, means you shouldn't eat, that's not the time to eat on laying down on the couch. But in terms of a guy wants to eat sitting on a chair, so Rashi sounds like that's okay, as long as it's not Derech Hashivas. So the Ramban in Teres HaAdam gives a different shot. The Eino Meisev Eichel means that he's not supposed to be sitting on a chair, because he's really supposed to be eating on the floor. So this may be related to, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, we talk about the Isuri Avelus, about an oval eating on the floor, eating on the bed that's turned over, eating on a kimo chair. We'll talk about the different permutations of this. So the Ramban understands that this is an Issa Me'ikra Din of the Gemara, that Eino Meisev Eichel doesn't just mean Derech Hashivas, it means he's not supposed to be sitting down in a chair and eating. So the truth is that the Ramban himself only mentions the Isra of the chair in the context of eating. The tour adds on to the Ramban. The tour says that according to the Ramban's pshat, that Oyin is not allowed to sit b'chlal on a chair. Oyin has to stay on the floor all the time. So we generally don't practice this. Our minhag is not like this. Most people, when they're Oyinim, so they eat they eat mamish sitting on a regular chair, the regular table. So we assume the halacha like Rashi, that the minhag ha'olam is like Rashi shita, that the isra is only a mesa, the oichel mamish, but if it's not derech hashivas, just a regular sitting down at a regular table, so the oilam is noig l'hokal. There's a little bit of a remnant of the shita saramban when it comes to Erev Tisha B'Av. It says we have a minhag on Erev Tisha B'Av that we eat the sudur b'afsekeh, so you eat it sitting down on the floor. So the lashon Chazal uses is that you're supposed to sit down and eat the sudur b'afsekeh k'misha meisa mutal l'fonav. So we'll see this. Well, this is going to come back as we go through, since it is the summertime, so, even though it's not yet even Chodesh Tammuz. But as we touch upon certain similarities, differences between Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the 9 days and the 3 weeks, so we'll try to mention it in terms of Yom HaDiyom a little bit. So this is also a little bit of this minute that we have, or this Maimon Chazal, of sitting down and eating the Sudim of Sechas Mamish, you know, in a very unbecovetic place. The Rishami speaks about eating Bebein Tanala Kirayim, eating Mamish by the stove and eating on the floor. And the Chazal used the Lashon Kavisha Meisim with Lefanov. So there's a little bit of a throwback to this idea of Eino Meisim Eichel. Again, according to Rashi, it's just it shouldn't be Derech Hashivas. And according to Ramban, it's Mamish an idea of eating literally on the floor.
Why are we
Mechalik? Zamirik means, I mean, is Betaris Mirik. It's not Betaris Chiyuv to eat the Sudim of Sechas on the floor. Oh, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about when we get to the Surya, when exactly the Surya Avelus begin, that's a big machalik that we've shown them, whether that's true or not. Machalik the Ram and the Ramban, we'll have to see about that. We assume the Ramah says not. The Ramah says for sure not. It's not clear what the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Ramah writes for sure not. In contrary to what some people do, there is an unofficial word on the street that it's okay, but Lamaisa the Ramah says it's also. But yeah, the Lamaisa some people do, but the Ramah says Beferish not to, and the Chassam Sofer claims even the Mechabe held it's also. But we'll get down the line. There is another potential issur in terms of aninus that doesn't appear in the Bavli, that appears in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the eino oichel kol tzorcho, that he's not supposed to have a full meal. He should have just keep him going, but he's not supposed to sit down and have a full dinner. So the Beis Yosef already made the ha'ara that the Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli lists everything else, bosa yayin, eino meisa v'yoichel, and eino oisa mitzvahs, and it left out that line. So the Beis Yosef thinks if the Bavli left it out, he thinks that we can leave it out also. So he doesn't quote in the Shulchan Aruch, so we don't really hold that way. We assume that, again, a common sense dictates the guy shouldn't be sitting down and having a party at that time, but in terms of being a formal isser of Eino Echel Kol Tzorcho, so the Meisen Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. So Akol Banim, the basic Isuria Aninas are the isser of mitzvahs that we assume Allah is an isser, and the din of Isser Bas of Yayin, and the isser of Meis of Yachal, whatever exactly that means. Now we move on really to the last topic in terms of Hilchos Aninus, and that's the question of Aninus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So in the Bavli, in the beginning of the third pack of Brachos, so the Bavli draws a distinction between Chol and Shabbos. The Bavli says the favor that the dinim of Aninus don't apply on Shabbos. The rationale absolutely is because it's not as Zman Kvura. So the Pasha says there's nothing really to do at that point. So L'chari, all the dinim of Aninus don't apply. So the Bavli is pretty straightforward about that. And the Bavli is up to technical machlekes from Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim about Tashu Shamit. We'll get to that. We'll get a little bit later around to Hilchos Avelos. We're going to come back to that machlekes. But in terms of the general Isurim of Aninus, the boss of the Yayin and Mitzvahs, so the Bavli says pretty straightforward that all these items do not apply in Shabbos. The problem is that the Rishami doesn't say that. The Rishami quotes a Braisa that says that an Einain does not perform mitzvahs even on Yom Tov. The Rishami does not talk explicitly about Shabbos. The Rishami is speaking about Yom Tov. And the Rishami says that an Oni does not perform mitzvos on Yom Tov. And the two examples that the Yerushalmi gives is shofar and lulav. So when it came to the rhyme from lulav, the Yerushalmi said, maybe that's not such a great rhyme. Maybe it's talking about on Chol HaMoed. But the Yerushalmi said, but there's a second half of the braisa, which is beferish about shofar. So shofar, there is no Chol HaMoed Rosh Hashanah. The kids always get confused about that. They think every Yom Tov, after the second day of Shavuos, my Me'akam wanted to know when Chol HaMoed is. Why? My big laugh comedian, we want to know Chol HaMoed. You want to know when the trip is. Because he knew Chol HaMoed means amusement park. So he couldn't understand that. I tried to explain to him, the Shavuos Yom of Tashlumen is only in the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't catch that. So anyway, So the Rishalmi concludes that the Einin doesn't hear the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and the Einin doesn't shake lulav even on the first day of Sukkot, which is Yom Tov. The dinim of Aninus apply on Yom Tov. So the Rishalmi relates this statement that it's assuming that there is Aninus, the full force on Yom Tov, to the first day of the Rishalmi, which we spent most of the time on yesterday. Namely, the Rishalmi was the one which discussed the question in terms of in terms of why is it that an onion is usher to do mitzvah. So we said the Yerushalmi has two reasons. One is ein lo misha yi, ein lo, it's a tongue twister, ein lo misha yi sa maso'o, that there's nobody around to carry the mace, there's no one around to make the onen tachrichim. That's the reason why the halacha prohibits the onen from doing mitzvahs. And then the Yerushalmi quoted a second reason, the all-encompassing reason, omishum kvedo shal mace. So the Yerushalmi takes those two reasons, which are machlekes amoraim, and now tries to plug it into the fact that there's a price that the Yerushalmi quotes, that the Bali doesn't quote even, this price that says that aninus is noigan yantif. So the Yerushalmi wants to know why is that true. So if the reason is because of kvedo shal mace, so that makes a lot of sense. Because what does kvedo shal mace mean? So the Yerushalmi seems to be saying that kvedo shal mace means that nothing to do with the kvura per se. That the halach is kveh, the chum mesakin, that we want the onen to be so miserable, to indicate that he's so miserable, that he just lost a relative, he's so tzamished, that he doesn't have the mind to sit down and do mitzvahs. That's kveh shal mace. So that svara applies in Yom Tov also. For that matter, that's what probably applies in Shabbos also. It means the isser of an onin b'mitzvahs is not kvura oriented. It's not because we want the onin to really get cracking and get working on the kvura. That's not the reason why. Kvura shal mace means that just the kvura mace itself is mechayev him to stop, as we said yesterday, to stop his routine, to him to go and nebuch, his relatives, his body's right there, and say, no, I'm busy, I have to get the kishayev, I have to do all the briska kailas, I have to shake the lulav and all the chumras and everything. So that's in the bizayin mace. So that's what the Chumma Masakin. So it's Yontif. Presumably he's not going to do a Kvura on Yontif. It's Shabbos. He's not going to do a Kvura on Shabbos. It doesn't matter. That's the Din Kvura Shemes is Mechayev, that he stops, that he refrains from doing mitzvahs. However, the Yerushalmi says, if you hold that the whole reason why the Einin is awesome to do mitzvahs is because of Ein Lo Misha Yisa Masa'ol, so that's more Kvura oriented. So the Yerushalmi says, wait a second, it's Chan Yontif. Who's going to do a Kvura on Yontif? Hayitochein. So Rishami says, yeah, you're talking. Rishami says, based on the sugi that appears in the end of Masechta Shabbos, it's called the sugi Machshichin al Atchum. This is so far removed from us, because it's so far removed from Vilchas Atchumin, except for those who go to Rabbi Willick Shir in June, so all of a sudden Atchumin came back to life. So there is a din that you're not allowed to go Chutz Atchum. The Machleik is the Reis, the Rabban, whatever it is. But Lamaisi, you're not allowed to go Chutz Atchum. So the Gemara says in the very end of Masechta Shabbos, the 24th parak, you can't get too much past that point. The last parak of Masechta Shabbos, so the Gemara speaks about the following din. Let's say a guy doesn't want to go Chutz Atchum on Shabbos, Chalila, but he wants to, he has business to take care of after Shabbos, so he wants to be what's called Mashal Atchum. He wants to walk till Mamash, till a boundary. Opa is going to stand by the border, by the tchum, and he's going to sit in with his watch and see when Shabbos is over. The second Shabbos is over, he's going to jump past the tchum. So is that okay? Now, so the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do that. That's like an isrim tzachef tzacha. You're doing a maisa, which is business oriented, which is chol oriented. So that's a problem. So the Gemara says, the medevah room, that's a problem. If it's ledvar rishus, but it's ledvar mitzvah, so that it's mutter, because you're allowed to do. Same thing, you're allowed to talk about the. Doesn't apply to Chetzi Shemayim. So just as you're allowed to talk about mitzvahs, even though they may involve some malacha, in terms of the talking about the malacha's mitzvahs mutter, well, they're not being mashkal at chum tzarech mitzvahs mutter. So one of the examples that the Gemara gives, a mashkal at chum being mutter at tzarech mitzvah, is lahavi la'arim v'tachrichim. The guy has to have a kavur on Sunday, so he wants to get to a place to get the arim v'tachrichim. He doesn't want to waste time until tomorrow morning to do it. Shabbos is not over till 10 o'clock at night, so he wants to stand at the last minute, stand by the chum to save a couple of minutes. So the Gemara says, that's okay. So the Rishalmi quotes that sugya, the end of Masechta Shabbos, and says, since it's mutter l'hachshech al atchum, means it's Shabbos. It's Mamash Shabbos. I'm walking for 20 minutes. It's Mamash Shabbos. Not even Shkia yet. There's a little for me to walk now. L'tzorech arim v'tachrichim. So says the Yerushalmi, since in theory it really is mutter to be involved in some of the tzorechei ameis on Shabbos per se, so the svar of Ein Lo Misha Yisa Maso really applies. That the halacha is mechayev the guy to get involved, ready to start moving, start cracking already late in the afternoon on Shabbos or Yom Tov for that matter. So therefore, we can understand why the owner is potter from mitzvahs, why he's also to do mitzvahs on Yom Tov, because it's not shach to say the Yom Tov is mufka from being a zman of kvura. Yom Tov is a zman of kvura, not kvura per se, but at least he's able to do the asiyas arm v'techrichen, i.e. ayideh mashach al. So this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. So again, so the Yerushalmi says, that there was a machlekes amarayim whether the iser of einin doing mitzvahs is based on ein lamishi isa masa, which is kvur oriented, or whether it's based on kavanah meis, which has nothing to do with kvur per se. We have a brayse in the Yerushalmi that says that an einin is not allowed to do mitzvahs even on yontif. That's what the brayse says, the lulav and shayfar. So the Yerushalmi said that makes perfect sense if you hold that the reason is out kavanah meis, and even if you hold that's not based on kavanah meis, the din of mashal atchum will in effect get the ball rolling, which will cause us to chazal to instant the dinner of aninus, even on Yom Tov. So adkan divrei Rishonim. So come all the Rishonim and say that we have a major problem, that there's a stira gluya between the Bavli and the Rishonim, that the Bavli happens not to be talking about Yom Tov, the Bavli is talking about Shabbos, and the Rishonim is talking about Yom Tov, but the Rishonim brings a raya from Shabbos. So the Rishonim seems to be saying that aninus is nayeg bein b'Shabbos bein b'Yom Tov. So on the one hand, the Bavli says that there's absolutely no aninus on Shabbos ki huzeh, and presumably there's no aninus on Yom Tov either, according to the Bavli, because it's you're not going to do the kvura. So if you're not going to do the kvura, that's not as man of aninus on the mele yachayv in mitzvahs. Whereas the Rishonim says black and white, according to everybody, that there is a din of aninus on Yom Tov, either because of the reason of kavanah meis or because of the reason of machshech al tchum, which means that it really is in a certain sense, it is in a certain sense as man kavura. So how do you solve this problem? So there are at least four answers in the Rishonim to this problem. So the easiest way out of this problem is what Taisus writes. Taisus and Brachas writes. What's the easiest way to answer? Machlekes, good. Machlekes, not the first machlekes, not the last machlekes. So comes Taisus and says, maybe Shema Pligia Bavli Rishonim. Good. If that's true, if that would be correct, so then obviously Machlekes and Bavli Rishonim, we're going to follow the Bavli. That's what the Rif writes in the end of Masechet Erevin, that we have a Masorah that you always follow the Bavli. One or two exceptions to the rule, but by and large, you follow the Bavli because it was because they were Basroi. They were later, so they normally we assume that Hukhazak and Basroi at that point in history. So comes Tyson and says, yeah, maybe that's the answer. Maybe Tacha, there really is no answer. There's no way to be Miyashi of the two. Maybe it's Tacha Stira, it's Machlekes, and finish. So comes the Rosh and says that no, maybe that it's not a stira between the Bavli and the Rishonim, but if you look very carefully, the Bavli is really talking about Shabbos. That is true. The Bavli is talking about Shabbos, and the Rishonim was really talking about Yom Tov. The brises in the Rishonim that say that there's aninus are really talking about Yom Tov. It says that aninus is part of from Tkiyas Shofar and aninus is part of from Tilas Lulav. So the honest to goodness did in the Rishonim was referring to Yom Tov. It wasn't really referring to Shabbos. The only reason why we got Tzimish with Shabbos is because the Rishonim wanted to prove that Yom Tov is a Zman of Esek B'meis. The Rishonim brought a raya from the Din of Machshichin al Atchum, which happens to be a Din by Shabbos. So whereas other Rishonim said, oh, you see that the Rishonim is lumping together Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's all the same thing. There's aninus on Yom Tov according to the Rishonim, there's aninus on Shabbos according to the Rishonim. So the Rosh quotes, that's not so pashut that that's true. Maybe you can read the Rishonim in a totally different way, says the Rosh. Maybe the Pshat of the Rishonim is like this. The Rishonim really just wants to tell you that there's a din of aninus on Yom Tov. That's all the Rishonim is really aiming for. It brought in Mashach HaTchum to bring you the following raya, that just as there's a din of being Mashach HaTchum on Shabbos, but that's it. You can't really do more than Mashach HaTchum. That's kind of a layosah. So just as the din of Mashach HaTchum on Shabbos, that din carries over to Yom Tov. For sure you're allowed to be Mashach HaTchum on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to do even more than Mashach HaTchum on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do a Kvura Dei Akum. That's the Gemara beginning of Masechet Beitza says, and Davav, that you're allowed to have a Goy do the burial itself. You're allowed to ask a Goy to make the Arum V'Tachrichim. So the Rishonim meant like this, that on Shabbos you're allowed to do Mashach HaTchum. On Yom Tov, for sure you're allowed to do Mashach HaTchum, and even more than Mashach HaTchum. You're allowed to mamash, get the ball rolling, just you can't do it by yourself. So the Rishonim meant to say, the Rishonim never meant to equate Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rishonim just quoted the Mishnah Mashach HaTchum just to show you that you see, even on the Yom Kodosh, it's shaykh to be involved in a little bit of an Esek Kvura. At first we thought that, what's shaykh to be involved in a Kvura on Yom Tov? It's not shaykh. So the answer is no, it is shaykh. Haray, even on Shabbos you're allowed to be involved a little bit, Mashach HaTchum, and on Yom Tov you're allowed to be involved even more. So comes the Rosh and says, so on Yom Tov, when you're really allowed to be involved, you're directing traffic, you're asking the goy to make the arun, make the tachrichim, you're having the goy make a kever, you're doing everything. So are you not doing it yourself? Most of us don't do it themselves anyway. Most of the goyim, the arun tachrichim that we have are anyway being made by the goyim, let's say. So comes the Rosh and says, that's what the Rishonim meant, that on Yom Tov, which is basically a zman kavura, because everything can be done ayde goyim, so then and only then is there a din of aninus. However, says the Rosh, what about on Shabbos, when you can't do anything, because you're not even allowed to do a meal yakum on Shabbos, all you're allowed to do on Shabbos is mashal atchum. So that's garnish. That's the last 5 minutes of the day. That's garnish, says the Rosh. So therefore, the Rosh says that there was some Rishonim who wanted to say that there's no machlek is the Bavli and the Rishonim. The Bavli's talking about on Shabbos that the Tachan is not as man kavur at all. So there's nothing you could do. So Mimela, there's no aninus. But the Rishonim is talking about on Yom Tov, which basically there is a lot. There's an awful lot that you can do. So the only hitch in this pshat of the Rosh is that you have to. The Rishonim doesn't sound that way exactly. The Rishonim sounds like Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same because the Rishonim is raya from Shabbos to Yom Tov. We have to revamp this raya a little bit. So I'll call bottom. This is the second mahalach in the yish of the Bavli and the Rishonim. So again, we have the Bavli. The Bavli says that there's no aninus on Shabbos. The Rishonim says there is aninus on Yom Tov. According to the Taisus pshat, this taka machlokes. There's no way to be biyashiv. According to the Rosh's pshat, no. There's a yishuv. One's talking about Shabbos. One's talking about Yom Tov.
Last 5 minutes.
We're going to get to that. We didn't even get to that last 5 minutes.
Yet.
Because on Shabbos you're not allowed to do a Mir Liyakim.
Oh,
you
want to
know?
Yeah,
on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Mamash and Mir Liyakim, do the Kavur itself. Whereas on Shabbos you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to ask a guy to make a kever for you on
Shabbos. No, I'm saying
you're
allowed to do any Mir Liyakim, or just in the case of there's
No, just the Tzarech HaKavur, right. The Tzarech HaKavur is Mutter, right. Like Taka Taisus in Bava Kama, yes, the Kasha. How come the Chacham didn't permit a Mir Liyakim for a Kavur on Shabbos? They permitted a Mir Liyakim for certain other mitzvahs. Some Rishonim said a Mir Liyakim is always mutter for a mitzvah. We happen not to pass that. We pass it's only mutter for certain unique mitzvahs, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, for Smila maybe. But so Taisa Baba Kama throws out the shayla, how come Kavur is such a serious mitzvah? How come the Chacham just didn't say straight, outright, that just as it's mutter to a Mir Liyakim to bury somebody on Yom Tov, it should be mutter to a Mir Liyakim to bury someone on Shabbos? So Taisa says it's a Bizayin Ameis. Taisa says because to have the mace nikvar ay the goy the shabbos, that's a bizayin mace. But ain't came beyond this. So how do you know why? What the Gemara says? No, the Gemara Taisa says that. Taisa in Meruba. Taisa in the end of Meruba has that comment in the sugya of koina bias be Surya. When Taisa talks about the two Taisa and Gittin has the Taisa of Kama. So Taisa of Kama has this like a bikvura. So what does that mean exactly? That it's a bizayin. Why is that a bizayin mace? And why is it not a bizayin mace in Yontif? So Rabbi Shach the quote, I forgot we quoted already, that said that the beer is as follows, that it's more machshavatik beer a little bit, that Shabbos is something that's taka shayach to umus ha'olam also, that when a guy there's a lumdish shayla, when a guy does malach on Shabbos, so his pshat is that it's not called Shabbos, it's not called malach Shabbos. When a guy does it, that's zero. That's like malach eschol. No, when a guy does malach Shabbos, he's doing malach on Shabbos. The only thing is that it's mutter for him to do. So is it shayach? Is let's say when a guy eats trey, so you don't say that that's a ma'is avera, but it's a ma'is avera that's mutter for him to do. No, it could be when Shabbos may be unique, since Shabbos is ma'is something which is shayach to the musa olim because it's zeichel ma'is avreishes. So you could argue, I think it's an osamech or something like that. That you can argue that when a guy does malach Shabbos, so that's called the malachas iser. It's a malachas iser that lamaisa you're allowed to that the guy's allowed to do. This may have enough kamina for us also for ma'isa Shabbos. We know the din is that when a guy does a malacha for a Jew, so on Shabbos the Jew's not allowed to be nen on Shabbos on that malacha. So as machlokes is ever shown him, why not? Why is there a nisar hanoah for malachas a guy? So some rishonim say because it's tamag gezeira. They were afraid that if I'm nen for malachas a guy, next thing I know I'm going to ask him to do it again. So it's a gezeira atva mir liyakum. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the reason is because it's nen and malachas iser. Malachas iser, but it's a guy who did it. So why is that called malachas iser? So the answer is it is called malachas iser. It's a guy is also shaykh to the mitzvah of Shabbos, albeit if you would come and ask the rabbi, am I allowed to light this fire for myself? The answer is yes, because self the mitzvah of Shabbos was not given to the goyim. But Alfa Bichin, it's still called the Maisa Chilul Shabbos. So someone at a time, and that's what this Taisus means also, that when a guy does a Malachas, Chilul Shabbos, so that's called a Bizayin Ameis, because the Jew is being Nikbar Ayadei Chilul Shabbos. Masha Enkin, Yontav is no Shaychus to Goyim. Yontav is just even to Klal Yisrael. No, it doesn't correspond to anything for Goyim. So when a guy does a Kavura on Yontav, that's not called a Bizayin Ameis, because when the guy does it, that's not called a Chilul Yontav. A guy does a Maisa Shabbos, that's called the Chil Shabbos. The guy does a Maisa Yontif, that's not called the Chil Yontif. Remember once I was discussing this with Rabbi Osman Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva Tells in Riverdale. So once I walked in when I was single, I used to live in Riverdale, so I used to hang out there all the time. So one day I walked in to the Beis Medrash, I was learning, and he called me over and he says, I need a raya today's chakira about the malachas akam on Shabbos. Is it a mess? I told him we were talking about the regular ayahs. And then I said to him, I quoted him this Taisa in Merubah. So this beer, so he got all excited. He was very fascinated. That beer in Taisa in Merubah. So he added it to his list of ayahs to the Shabbos. Anyway, so that was, yeah. Yeah, according to Rashi, that would come out. Right. Yeah, it's not the din. Right. Malach is not like that. Right. Yeah.
And what about, could you not say that the reason why the time you were market is very going on Yom Kippur, because other times you'll run into problems of Yom Kippur and Shabbos together after the other. So
you mean they had to be? It means the hands were. Right. So therefore they were stuck. Right. So they were stuck. So they had to be matir right out. Maybe that's the reason. Yeah. Not like that Tosis. Tosis gives it razzle dazzle there. So maybe. Right. So goyish. Right. So goyish Shabbos is chamis means he's not allowed to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah he's not allowed to do, but it's still called chol Shabbos. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to the regular story. So over here, we have two mahalachim in the Rishonim. You have Taisa's mahalach, that maybe it's Taka Machlek, it's the Bab in the Shami, and then you have the Tarashish Pshat, that maybe the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. So other Rishonim want to be Miyashev, the Bab in the Rishami, not to distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif, but rather to distinguish within different scenarios. Sometimes there is a din of Aninas on Shabbos and Yontif, and sometimes there's not. So what exactly is the distinction? So Taisa's in our in the beginning of the third break of Brachas gives the following suggestion. After they say that it's a machlekes, then they quote thing Rabbeinu Nasanel, if I'm not mistaken. They quote the Rabbeinu Nasanel that said that, no, you can be mechalek like this. That depends what the person's intention is. That means not everyone does machshechal atchum. Let's say Bizman is that. We don't do machshechal atchum anymore. Who does machshechal atchum? Hashem Chum was in the old days when you wanted to save every second. If the Shabbos is over, you pick up the phone. Doesn't matter, you can call 6,000 miles away and get in the same split second. So comes Taisus and says that if the person is taka planning on being Mashach al Chum, so then there's Aninus, and the Pashtun Taisus, then there's Aninus the entire day of Shabbos and the entire day of Yontif. Because this Lagabi, this person, it's considered to be a Yom Kavura. So if it's a Yom Kavura, even though you're not going to do the Kavura per se, but you're going to do the plans for the Kavura, so that's also called the Chi of Aninus. Mashenkin, if you decide that it's not worth it for you to be Machshechal Atchum, so then for you, the Taka is not going to be a din of Aninus. That's what Tosha says. That's the answer, that the Bavli was talking about the guy who's not interested in being Machshech, and the Rishon was talking about the guy who is interested in being Machshech. So the Rosh quotes a similar idea, another answer, which is the same type of answer, but tones it down a little bit and says like this, that it doesn't depend so much on your kavana, it depends on lamaisa, are you being mashach or not? So the Rosh says at 8 o'clock in the morning, so unless you're a very slow walker, you're not going to be mashach at chum then. So at 8 o'clock in the morning, so in a chinami, that is not going to be, the dinim of aninas are not going to be naik. The only time, and that's what the Bavli is talking about, Masha Ein Kein, in the late afternoon, when it comes zman comes to be mashach at chum, then and only then does it do the dinim of Anina set in. So that's the Rosh's second shot. So Taisa's at Tupshatim and the Rosh at Tupshatim. The reason why I mix Taisa and the Rosh is because the first Tupshatim are closer to one another. The first Tupshatim, the first of Taisa, the first of the Rosh are assuming that either there's no way to be Miyashiv, the Baal Mishami at all, or that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif. According to the second Tupshatim, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif. It's all the same. It's all a function of either are you going to be Mashach Al-Tchum, or are you actually being Mashach Al-Tchum. So the only problem with the last Pshat is a little bit strange, because what comes out is that Bein Labali, Bein Yerushalmi, all morning you're really not considered to be an Onin. All morning of Shabbos you're not an Onin, all morning of Yontif you're not an Onin, all afternoon you're not. The last couple of minutes, then and only then does the dinim of Aninus really set in. So the problem is, so why does the Yerushalmi say the guy's part of him to Kir Shofar? He's talking about the lazy guy, the guy who woke up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and he hasn't heard Shofar yet. It's a very strange statement of Yerushalmi. This is a little bit of a Tzarchian.
He was very far away.
Very far, yeah, very far away. So Tachlis, when all the dust settles, how do we... all dust settles, the typical answer.
The Rosh says that it's only if he's doing it, and only when he's doing it. According to the Rosh,
when and if and when, right?
Tosfos
sounds like he's going to do it later in the day, right. So look, how do we pass it Shachnoch if they're all said and done? So the Mechaber paskins straight out like this second pshat, the Rosh, the pshat that doesn't seem to fit into Rishami so well. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's the way we assume the halacha as follows. That basically there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the person is, unless there's going to be an actual kvur, we'll say that that may be a little bit of a quirk. But basically, let's take Shabbos first. When it comes to Shabbos, so we pass in Shulchan Aruch that the person is not an oinin in the morning on Shabbos, and he's not an oinin in the afternoon on Shabbos, and he's for sure not an oinin Friday night. Shabbos late in the afternoon, then and only then does the dinim of anina set in, provided that the guy is really going to be machshech al tchum. That's basically what we assume the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So there is a major, major problem. There is a multi-million-dollar question here in this sugya, which really relates to everything that we spoke about yesterday, which really the tie-up between yesterday's shiur and today's shiur. When we introduced the Yerushalmi originally, we made the following point, that the Yerushalmi said, if you hold that the reason why an onin is chpater is also for mitzvahs is out to cover a maze, then you don't need any of these kuntzim. You don't need the tzvar of machshech al tchum. Remember, that's exactly what the Rishalmi said. The Brisa says that an onin doesn't blow shofar. An onin doesn't shake lulav. So the Rishalmi says, if the reason for the isser of mitzvahs is out to cover a maze, so it's pashat. Of course he doesn't do mitzvahs because he's supposed to be tzimish. He's supposed to be a tarud. Masha enkein, if you hold that the reason why an onin doesn't do mitzvahs is because ein lo misha yisa maso'o, that's the reason why. So then the Rishalmi gets stuck and the Rishalmi dug up this idea of, no pun intended, of machshech al atchum. So come the best puns are not planned. I never plan any puns. You should just know that for the whole summer. I never plan anything. And it comes. So come all the acharonim and say, wait, it's gewalt. Now nothing seems to make sense. Everything is mamash astira galuya. Why? How do we paskin lahalacha in terms of the isra of mitzvahs? Do we paskin that the reason for the isra of mitzvahs is because of Misha, ein la Misha yisa maso? Or do we paskin the reason is out's covered a mace? So the answer is we paskin clearly out's covered a mace. That's what we said yesterday. Haraya, we paskin that even if you have someone lisa maso, except for the Rabbeinu Tam maybe and then in the ear acheres, I'm saying, and let's say the same ear. So let's say like this. Let's say there are two relatives, and one of them is really not being mitapel. He gave it over to his brother to be mitapel. So we paskin the famous in Shulchan Aruch that the halacha is that both brothers are still considered to be onanim, because we paskin that the reason is al tzkav and ames. So if we paskin that the reason why a person is an onanim osam and mitzvahs is al tzkav and ames, so then we should forget this whole mashal atchum story. The whole svar mashal atchum was only said according to the other day of ein lamisha yisam asal. So the halacha, what should come out in Shulchan Aruch is what? Is that a person should be in the state of aninos, there should be an isser mitzvah, an isser basaviyah in the works, the entire day of Yom Tov, and for that matter, the entire day of Shabbos also, even in the morning, even Friday night. Now that's an impossible position. Why? Because against the Bavli. The Bavli says beferush that there's no aninos on Shabbos. So you want to be milamit tzchos on the Bavli and say, no, that means most of the day, but the last couple of minutes there is, okay, that's not so bad. But to take the whole Bavli and throw it in the garbage, that you can't do. So now we're stuck pliplum. So the Chaznish makes it always this sarch in gadol, that we're mamish selsra, so one line to the next. So if we accept, and then in Sif Aleph, in Shin Memal, if we accept in Sif Aleph, that the reason is out's covered amaze, and Haraya we accept covered amaze, because we paskin that, even if Yesh lo Misha Yisa Maso, the stewardess of mitzvahs, the name of Aninus are in full force, so how could we turn around and Sif Beis, whatever Sif it is, and say that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, that basically there's no Aninus on Shabbos in the morning because it's not the Tzman HaKfura. So the Marashach, what creates the Yisa mitzvahs? Is it the Daiga for Kvura? If that's the reason that it's all based on Kvura, 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 so then if you have someone else taking care of the Kvura, so then you should be no longer anointed. And if the reason for the Yisra Anidah stops covering a maze, so then that should apply Shabbos in the morning, the same as Shabbos in the afternoon. This is that Tzarechi and Gadol on the Psak Halacha.
Isn't it like the Psalm, so quarantine, that it's still covered
on
a maze, but since you can't do anything...
Okay, we're getting ready to the punchline. Yeah.
Yeah, can we say it's not an issue of covered on a maze? I mean, the maze is no... It's not considered a bizan on a maze to wait till after Shabbos.
Why?
Why?
But that Pashas, that's what Yerushalmi said. The Yerushalmi Pashas said that you don't do mitzvahs that's covered in mace, so you don't do mitzvahs even on Yom Tov. That's what Yerushalmi sounded like. So what we really have to define here is this term covered in mace. That's bottom line. But everything we spoke about yesterday, we left it hanging a little bit. What does this mean? That Chazal and Masach, again, it's Midrabban. The B'Shezim said yesterday, it's a Nisa Midrabban. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs out covered hamez. So what does that mean exactly? It's the Yesh Lachkor. Does kavod ames mean that this is mamish nothing to do with kvura? Kavod ames means the way I described at the beginning of the year today, that the halacha is keveya, we want people to be tzamish. That's the new thing. You have to be a mixer. You're supposed to be a tarud. You're supposed to be not be a tarud in kvura. You're supposed to be not able to go through your regular routine. That's the chiyav of kavod ames. Nothing to do with kvura ki hu zeh. Absolutely nothing. That's pshat. And that seems to be what the Yerushalmi says, because remember the Yerushalmi gives a nafkamina between the two reasons of Ein Lamisha Yisa Masel and Kvod Shomeis. The nafkamina is Yesh Lamisha Yisa Masel. So the first reason of Yisa Masel, that's clearly a Kvur oriented Svara, and the second reason of Kvod Shomeis seems to be taking it out of the realm of Kvura. That's one possible pshat. Was pshat? No, that's not what Kvod Shomeis means. Kvod Shomeis means like this. Avada, this is Kvur oriented. Avada, Chasanin, this is Kvur oriented. What Kavod Ames means is that for you as a relative not to be involved in the Kavura, just to dish it off into somebody else, that's a Bizoyin Ames. So that's what the Yerushalmi means when it says that if you're, what's the din? You're allowed to call one another person and say, you take care of it. Yesh Lamisha Yisa Masel. So if you hold that the hope to Isra Mitzvah is because Ein Lamisha Yisa Masel, so Yesh Lamisha Yisa Masel, then this taka becomes chayav in mitzvahs. Masha Enkin, if the reason is covered a mace, because Ein Lucha Bizayin a mace, God of Mizeh, just time to ask a stranger, you take care of the mace, I'm busy. So that's a Bizayin a mace, that's a lack of covered a mace. But even the Svara of covered a mace is Kvur oriented. That's the basic Hakir, that's the basic Shalom. What's Pshat in the Svara of covered a mace? Does covered a mace mean that the Isser Einin the mitzvahs is absolutely zero to do with the Kvura? It's just that we want the Allah is Kaveh, that we want you to be in the frame of mind of not doing mitzvahs, because that goof is a bizayin ames to do mitzvahs. Or do you say no, that it's only called a bizayin ames when you're the reason why it's called a bizayin ames is because you're supposed to be involved in the kavura, so you can't just ship it off to somebody else. That's the basic question.
Isn't that what the ketafim were?
That's what we're going to get to. Oh, we're going to get to the ketafim in a minute. That's going to be the raya for us. Okay? So that's the chakir, that's the shalom. So come, group of acharenim, and say, mistama, this is the solution. That you have to say this new razzle-dazzle pshat in kavod ames. The kavod ames does not mean that it's totally mufka from kvura. You have to say the second bia. The kavod ames is also kvur-oriented. So what does that mean? Kavod ames means that if you're in town and you have another person in town and it's time to say, yeah, you take care of it and I'm gonna go do mitzvahs, so that's a bizayin ames. So therefore, there's an issa midrabana for you to do mitzvahs. However, let's say you're in a situation where where it's not shaykh for you to do anything. It's Shabbos. It's not shaykh. There's nothing for you to do. So if you would have held the first pshat and covered a mace, then no, we want you to be tzemish. So then in Achanami, then you're an oinin also. But that's wrong. That's not the right pshat. The second beer is the correct pshat. That covered a mace means that you're supposed to be involved in the kvura. So I say, Rabbi, what do you want me to do? The Torah says I'm not allowed to do anything. I can't do a ma'ase. I can't do a miliakum. It's too early to be machshav l'tchum. There's absolutely nothing for me to do. So good, kachava. That's exactly what the Bavli says. That notwithstanding the fact that we paskin covered a mace, we paskin the second beer and covered a mace. So that's the steer in Shulchan Aruch, is not a steer anymore. That we paskin that if it's a Yom Chol, so even if you have somebody else to be metapel, you're still considered to be an Einin. Masha Enkel, if it's Shabbos, if it's Zman, but it's not Shaykh to do anything, so mainly you're going to be Potter. That's why it's not a steer. So now, everything's going to fit in perfectly. Why? We spoke yesterday about this, the Katofim story, the Mosul of Rabin. The Yerushalmi itself says that din of Masula Katofim. You hand it over to the Katofim, you hand it over to the Rabbim. So whether or not that applies is not as questionable, but in the case of the Yerushalmi, so that's okay. Masula Katofim, you no longer become an Oinin. So I don't understand. What in the world is the difference between Yeshlo Misha Yisa Maso and Masula Katofim? Isn't that synonymous? The answer is not at all synonymous. That's what the Rishonim explained. Masula Katofim, Masula Rabbim means that's the Nog Sheva Olam. When everybody does it that way, so that's not a Bizayin Ames anymore. For you as an individual to say that, listen, I'm going to hire my own private guy. Nobody else does it. Everybody else, the Karv himself, does the Aron, the Tachrichim, and everything. I'm going to pay off a guy $100 to take care of it so I can sit and learn. That's a Bizayin Ames. That you're not allowed to do. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That's also Behechlet. But if you give it to the rabbim, if the nog sheba olam is, everybody does it that way, so then avada and avada, that's not considered to be a lack of kavanah meis, so that's okay, because kavanah meis is not an independent svar. Kavanah meis meant, we want you to be tzemish, so why does mesorah rabbim work? Why does mesorah katafim work? So l'chari, the answer is that kavanah meis is not an absolute in and of itself. Kavanah meis is also kavur oriented. So whenever you have a situation where it's not a bizoyan to hand it over to somebody else, so taka, hand it over to the rabbim, to the katafim. So what do you want from me? It's like Shabbos now. There's absolutely zero for me to do. So in a chinami, the nevaninas are going to be paka. What? The Yerushalmi. What's the problem? The Yerushalmi that started off by saying that Shabbos, that if you hold the covered amaze, so then there's no din of aninus on Shabbos. I'm sorry, the din of aninus on Noeg and Shabbos all the time. So the answer is, the Yerushalmi say, what the Yerushalmi means is like this, that the Yerushalmi Gufa wasn't sure what Pshat and covered amaze is. So the Yerushalmi dug up a braisa which said that there's a din of aninus on Yom Tov. So the Yerushalmi says, okay, if you hold that the reason is covered amaze, so then maybe the other Pshat is right, maybe the first beer is right, that it's a covered amaze is an end all in and of itself. And but after all the dust settles, you don't need it anymore. Once the Yerushalmi comes to the Okimta Machshichin Alatchum, that's an acceptable beer in the braisa, that could be true for us also. So then it could be that the Yerushalmi backs out from that. That's what some want to say. The truth is, if you look at the Yerushalmi beferish, the Yerushalmi doesn't exactly make the Taliyah 100%. Read it. The Lashon Yerushalmi is a little bit confusing. So it's, the Yerushalmi just quotes the Machlokes, and then it quotes his braisa, and it doesn't exactly say Bishlomo according to that reason and Kasha to the other one. That's what everyone read into the Yerushalmi. So I call upon him when everything ends. So what do we have? What do we have Lamaisa in terms of us? What comes out is as follows, that avad and avad, we paskin the svar of kavanah meis. No question about it. Therefore, we paskin that if you have, yesh lamisha yisa maso, you just paid off a guy to take care of the arun tachrichim, that's not acceptable. But in a case where it's masarula rabm le katofim, where that's the minik sheba olam, that's okay. That's not considered to be bizarre in the maze. When it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, kolzman, that it's nothing really for you to do. It's Shabbos morning, it's Friday night, there's absolutely nothing for you to do. So then the dinim of that's the halach equivalent of masarula katofim. This will also save a little bit from what we spoke about yesterday. The Taz, I kept on alluding to this Taz yesterday. The Taz said about the Machlekes have been a time of the rush that we spent the whole shiur on yesterday. The Machlekes about whether if the Onain's out of town, or in the case of the married sister, so when the Onain's far away and he's not doing anything, so the Taz says that the Machlekes have been a time in the rush, whether he's an Onain or not, is the same Machlekes in Yerushalmi. It's the same 2 days in Yerushalmi. If told that the reason is Ein Lamisha Yisam Asol, so he has someone to be Yosim Asol. So that's what Rabbein Tam said. That's what Rabbein Tam held. He's Potter. Masha Einken, according to the rush, who held that the reason is because of Kavod Ameis. So if it's Kavod Ameis, then even if he has somebody else to be Metapel, he's still not supposed to do mitzvahs. So that would be very bad for Rabbein Tam. Don't put Rabbein Tam in the wrong camp, because that would commit Rabbein Tam the day of the Yerushalmi that we don't paskin. But according to what we're saying, it's not true. According to what we're saying, the Ben Atam was saying like this, Avad and Avad, the reason it's Kavod Ameis. But the reason of Kavod Ameis is only when it's Derech B'Zayon. So Ben Atam was saying, that's the Nog Shabbailim, that's like Masarula Katofim. For the, if I'm in this town and somebody else is in another town, so it was not Makubal to travel so much. People didn't have freaking fly miles then. So it wasn't some Makubal for Ben Atam to go, and it was a married sister to add on to the problem. So Rabbi Natam said that for me to do mitzvahs, that's not considered to be a bizayon ameis. So Rabbi Natam, not like the Taz who said Rabbi Natam was ignoring the covenant ameis. No, Rabbi Natam also held from covenant ameis, but Rabbi Natam held the covenant ameis. It's like we're saying the covenant ameis means that it's kvur oriented. So the med of Amurim that it's kvur oriented. That's once you make that commitment that covenant ameis and kvura also are considered to go hand in hand. So then the real question you have to ask yourself is, you're not participating in the Tzorchei Akvura, is that considered to be a Bizoyin or not? So the answer is, on Shabbos, that's not a Bizoyin Ameis, so therefore you're Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Mesrul HaKatofim, that's not a Bizoyin Ameis, therefore you're Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Rabbi Natan held, for his married sister in her faraway town, that's also not considered to be a Bizoyin. That's what Rabbi Willink had the thought, that maybe Rabbi Natan should depend the time and place. It may change b'zman hazeh. It means in the days of Rabbi Natan, it was like unheard of. His sister was far away, so he wasn't. There was nothing for him to do. It wasn't shaykh for him to go. So it could be, let's say, b'zman hazeh. Guy gets on a plane b'zman hazeh. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry gets on a plane to go to anything. Guys fly to chassidus all the time b'zman hazeh. Remember when I was younger, when I was your age, many years ago. So if a guy got married out of town, so that was it. He got married out of town. He didn't have his friends. His friends did not come there. One or two best friends came. B'zman hazeh. Guy gets married in California. So 30 guys come to the chassidus. No, that's usually, that's right.
Especially
the call. Especially the call, yeah. Okay. So, So one could argue that Bezman Hazeret has become so Noach Sheba Oilam, people jump on a plane for less important things. So can you imagine Bezman Hazeret that a relative dies, let's say, so someone dies in California. The guy's in New York. He's a perfectly healthy guy. He's got 5 million freaking flying miles. And he says, no, I hold that Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not coming to the Levaya. It's chutz le'ir. So I'm not going to be Isaac at all. So it could change. According to this new beer that we're giving, it may change. That if you have a situation where it's really taka not considered to be a bizarre mace, so then maybe a chum, maybe Rabbeinu Tam would be right.
So, why is
Tashrish and Shabbos is a different verse. We're gonna get that. We talk about the Isuri Avelos Kodem. I mean, that may be Altsachos Avelos even, according to some Rishonim. We'll have to get to that a little bit later. So one last akuda that just to remember the last minute that the Rishonim write that whether or not there's aninus on Shabbos and on Yontif, there's all up for questions based on what we're saying. But Yontif Sheni, Avada is aninus on Yontif Sheni because Yontif Sheni you're allowed to do a kavur even at Day Yisrael. That's the Gemara Maseches Beitza that says that it's mutter to do a kavur at Day Yisrael on Yontif Sheni. So Avada is going to be a din of aninus. And let's say for whatever reason you're not going to do the kavura, that you're lazy to do the kavur. That's like it's like a regular Tuesday. That Yontif Sheni legami meis kechol shavir rabbanon. So if you read straight in Shulchan Aruch, that's what would come out. That Yom Tov Sheni is a Vada Yom, it's like Mamar, like a Yom Chol, and therefore there's going to be regular dinim of Aninus with Pashtas. So Rav Moshe writes in a Tshuva, so one line at the end of a Tshuva, where it's a Chelik Gimel and Kusamach, I think Kusamach Alav, and I'll check afterwards. Rav Moshe writes that Bizman Hazeh in America, Rav Moshe himself passed that you should not have Levayis in Yom Tov Sheni. We'll talk about this a little bit later on, we talk about the Hilchos Kvura. So Rav Moshe writes that meaning in most places not to have Levayis in Yom Tov Sheni. The reason is because the Gemara says it in Beitza, that you're not supposed to have a Levaya and Yotav Sheni in a place where there are Ami Ha'aretz around because they're going to be mezalza. They'll see, oh, you're really allowed to drive in the car. So they're going to see, we're driving cars, we're digging holes, we're doing work on a malacha. So they're going to think, oh, you're allowed to go play ball also. They think you're allowed to do other things in Yotav Sheni. So the Gemara says, if you live in a place Ami Ha'aretz, that's not a good idea. The Gemara says in the end of Masechah Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes that he thinks that in America we qualify for having a lot of Ami Ha'aretz around. So he thinks that we should. There's some places that disagree. There are some communities that disagree. There's by the Yekis, by the Broyas, they still have Levayas and Yom Tov Sheni. By the Chassidim, by Satmar, they still have.
Toronto,
they also do. They still do. Yeah. And in Williamsburg, they have. They had a couple of years ago. There was a terrible tragedy when somebody killed. It was a fire. No, it was second day Shavuos. They had a. They went from they drove from Williamsburg to Monroe to Levaya. That's they followed what says in Shulchan Aruch. That's Mutter. So Rav Moshe thinks that you shouldn't do that. Most places in America think don't. No, they have you. They have you on the Sheni. I think in New York, most places don't have. Most communities don't have. So Rav Moshe writes that once you live in a community that's not having Levaya, it's not that you chose not to have a Levaya in Yom Tov Sheni, that the Rabbanim tell you not to. So Rav Moshe says that it's Mamash like Yom Tov Sheni, then it's Mamash like Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says, and then the Dinim of Aninus don't apply anymore. That means that which it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be knowing Aninus and Yom Tov Sheni, that's only because it's in the ballpark of having a Levaya. But if it's the known fact that this place, the Minigam Makom, is not to have Levayas, so then in effect, Yom Tov Sheni is like a regular Shabbos, like a regular Yom Tov. That's what Rav Moshe writes. That's what I think we know Bizman is there. So I'll call upon it just to sum up in terms of in terms of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So basically we stuck with what it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's basically not going to be aninus on Shabbos except for the end of the day Mashal Atchum, which the Mashal doesn't apply because I know it's Mashal Atchum anymore. We call after Shabbos is over. So basically the dinim of aninus don't apply on Shabbos, the dinim of aninus don't apply on Yom Tov. They don't really apply in Yom Tov Sheni for us.
If we take the approach that's Miyashi with 2 6 and Shulchan Aruch, the Polish Hamas is not that one should be submitted.
Right. Just to be more kfur oriented. Right? What do you mean? So that goes back to the old story from yesterday with the Nodi Yehuda. So the question is Bizman Hazeh, is Achav Kadisha really the equivalent? That's the question. So Rabbi Willig was noita. As I mentioned to some of the guys in the morning, that Rabbi Willig was noita that he didn't think the Nodi was necessarily right up Din, but he thought that when Papi Metzias, he ends up being right, because he thought that Bizman Hazeh, even when you call the Achav Kadisha, there's still things that you have to do. So he thought there's still an Indian of Tirad of Kvura. He thought, even Mamish until the last minute. That's at some point. That's also Kvod Shemes, right. You're inviting people to the Levaya. So inviting people to the Levaya is also, in a certain sense, it's not actual Arn V'Tachrichim, but that just as like there's a din that you're allowed to delay a Levaya to get the Arn V'Tachrichim. So you're allowed to delay a Levaya to get more people also. So that's also Kvod Shemes. So the stomach, that's all included. Okay, good. We'll stop here.